Warren News, I'm John Scott. The House is going to have another go today at reauthorizing the spy program set to expire April 19th that the FBI says is crucial to stopping terrorists. FBI Director Christopher Wray told a House panel failure to reauthorize the program or gutting it with a new kind of requirement would be dangerous and put Americans at risk. Israel vowing to defend itself if Iran attacks.
Israel's military says it's prepared to defend the country and strike back if Iran decides to retaliate for this month's deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the attack, which the U.S. military believes Israel carried out. Israel has not commented on it. The increased tensions have sparked concern that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza could spill over into the rest of the Middle East. The war has pushed Gaza into a humanitarian crisis, leaving more than 1 million people on the brink of starvation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNews.com, Donald Trump wants to debate President Biden more than the usual three times, and to hold them earlier in the 2024 election cycle. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Abortion was already a campaign issue this year as states grapple with the fallout from the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But Arizona's Supreme Court added fuel to the debate this week when it upheld an 1864 law that criminalizes nearly all abortions. Democrats immediately pounced on the ruling and blamed Donald Trump. He responded by saying the law goes too far. Vice President Harris visits Arizona today to make the case for abortion access. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Bet on Wall Street. Stocks sinking after a mixed start to earnings reporting season. The Dow is down 316 points. The Nasdaq, 170 points in the red. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says Christians need to vote.
Robert Jeffress pastors the Giant First Baptist Church of Dallas, and he tells the Christian Post that believers must get to the ballot box in November for what promises to be a critical election. Jeffress, who was a spiritual advisor to former President Trump, isn't telling anybody who to vote for. He says, quote, "There are no perfect candidates, but we vote by policies. And if we take a biblical view of the world, I think we'll know how to vote." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump says people of faith should not vote for President Biden in November. Mr. Trump points to Biden's reaction to the Hamas attack on Israel and the administration's promotion of the LGBT agenda. The former president says Biden has totally abandoned Israel. Mr. Trump urging Christians to turn out in large numbers on Election Day and to return him to the White House. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase warns investors of an uncertain year for markets and the global economy, citing stubbornly high inflation and ongoing geopolitical tensions.
The warning comes as J.P. Morgan, as well as its major competitors Citigroup and Wells Fargo, report their first quarter results. J.P. Morgan had a modest 6% rise in the first quarter. Wells Fargo reported a decline in profit versus a year ago, although the result did beat Wall Street's expectations. Citigroup, which is undergoing a major restructuring, reports a 27% drop in profits for the quarter. Rich Thomason reporting.
Millions of jobs that new immigrants have been filling in the U.S. appear to solve a riddle that has confounded economists for at least a year now. How has the U.S. economy managed to prosper, adding hundreds of thousands of jobs? Over the past year, immigrants have accounted for all the growth in U.S. employment. More details at SRNnews.com.